Sunlight by the Albinicorn. Chapter 9.
You want us to what?
Rainbow's shrill voice cut across Canterlot High's campus, disturbing the otherwise peaceful night. She and her friends were gathered around the mirror portal, of which Princess Twilight Sparkle had just stumbled out a few minutes prior. Her first action upon arriving was taking the bat from Fluttershy and locking it in a small cage before shoving it back through the portal. Afterwards, pleasantries had been short before Princess Twilight told them what was required to save Sunset. The princess now looked upon them with apologetic eyes. With their tattered clothes and cuts and bruises, her stomach churned at the news she had to deliver, even if it would help them in the end. She sighed and raised a hoof to her head, only to remember the recent acquisition of fingers. They were much more useful for massaging away headaches.
Listen, I know this has been hard.
No!
Rainbow wildly shook her head.
I don't think you understand what we've been through tonight, or last night. We've come this close.
She held her index finger and her thumb a centimeter apart.
From being drunk, turned into vampires, and or killed. And now you want us to go back?
Princess Twilight gestured a hand to the statue behind her, almost losing her balance in the process.
The only way I can cure them is if they come through the portal with me. I don't have access to the proper magic required on this side.
Rainbow crossed her arms and tipped her head so her bangs shadowed her eyes.
Then you go get them. Because if I have to deal with any more vampires tonight, I'm gonna lose it.
Applejack stepped forward, rubbing her arm and keeping her eyes to the ground.
I ain't one to give up, but you're asking a lot for us, Twilight. You sure there ain't some other way we can do this?
Twilight shook her head.
If they're really vampires, we can't wait until morning. Otherwise, the sun'll burn them.
She clasped her hands together.
I know you're all tired, and I know this is asking a lot. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm always late to help you girls when you need it the most, and I feel awful.
She wiped a tear from her eye.
I'll go with you. I'll do anything I can to make this easier, but I need you girls to come with me. Please.
Rarity took one of Princess Twilight's hands.
It's to help a friend,
she said in a tired voice.
Of course we'll come. Right, girls?
All but Rainbow nodded their heads. They turned their gaze on the odd duck. None of them looked angry, just expectant. Rainbow clenched her fists and released an angry sigh.
Fine. I'm coming too.
She made an exaggerated roll of her neck and started for the van.
But if I hear the word twisexual, my boot is going up someone's ass.
Twilight watched her walk away, then looked back to her remaining friends, searching for an explanation.
Twisexual?
Rarity struggled helplessly.
Did we mention it's been a long night?
Princess Twilight had only driven in a car a few times during the Battle of the Bands, and everything about it still fascinated her. A mechanized vehicle that could transport you anywhere, but you still had control of its actions. It was like a personal train. Unfortunately, her fascination was replaced with terror on this particular venture. Fluttershy had made the van tear down the streets at speeds that turned the outside lights into nothing more than flickering stars. Twilight felt like she was hurtling through space, and she held onto the safety belt for dear life. They swung around a corner, and Twilight smacked into Applejack, who had taken one of the window seats. Twilight was snuggled between her and Rarity. Neither of them seemed fazed by Fluttershy's crazy driving.
Do people normally drive this fast? It seems dangerous. Or kind of in a hurry, remember?
Rainbow said from the front seat.
Fluttershy really gets into it when one of us is in trouble. Otherwise, we'd be driving slower than a snail.
A sharp turn made Rainbow smack her head against the door. The smooth road turned to gravel, and the dark outside became blurred by a veil of dust. Less than a minute later, Fluttershy pulled to a stop at the edge of the forest.
Oh my,
she whispered, leaning forward in her seat. Applejack opened the door and got out, whistling at the sight before her. Twilight stumbled behind her, still getting used to her new legs. Her eyes adjusted to the darkness and she gasped at the scene. The ground was sprinkled with blood and impact marks, with branches and rocks littered about. Sunset's leather jacket laid alone in the middle of the road, and just off the path, tied upside down by chains, were two unconscious girls that Twilight identified as the human versions of Lyra and Bonbon.
Wow! What'd we miss?
Pinky asked, walking over to the tree. Rarity knelt down and picked up Sunset's jacket.
Well, I'm guessing Sunset and Twilight won the fight, but where are they?
Twilight joined Pinky by the tree, watching the unconscious girl's labored breathing.
Did Sunset really do this?
She walked along the side and found the knot in the chains.
Come on, we have to get them down first.
Applejack moved to help her and uneasily did the knots. The girls slid down and landed on their heads, groaning in pain.
Applejack, be careful!
Relax, Twi. We told you. They're vampires too. I doubt it did much to them.
Applejack proceeded to tie Lyra and Bon Bon up again, back to back with their arms pressed between them.
Come on, Rainbow. Help me get them back to the van.
As they hoisted the duo away, Twilight ran her fingers through her hair. She'd be taking two human natives back to Equestria to get rid of their vampire powers. If it weren't for the fact she and Sunset were already on one side of the mirror, one of them having an extremely extensive stay, she'd be concerned for the fate of the worlds. Instead, she just hoped Lyra and Bon Bon didn't freak out too badly. Speaking of doubles, Twilight looked over to Rarity.
I don't think you mentioned what happened to the other me. Where is she?
Rarity's cheeks turned red.
Well, we're not exactly sure. You see...
Lyra groaned, her eyes starting to open.
Need more blood. Nope,
Rainbow shouted. She swung a fist against Lyra's head, knocking her out cold.
Not dealing with this shit again.
Twilight took a measured step back from the already distant Rainbow. Her frustration was palpable.
Right. Well, back to the matter at hand.
Something slammed into her stomach, and there was a delay between Twilight realizing she was laying on her back and the stabbing pain in her abdomen.
So, we meet again, Princess,
the hauntingly familiar voice said.
Oh, crap baskets,
Rainbow whined. Fluttershy ran over and helped Twilight into a sitting position, raising her head up to the towering branches. Twilight found herself looking into a warped mirror. Her reflection grinned at her, showing off pointed fangs extending just past her lower lip. Her eyes glowed red in the night, absent of their glass frames, and her ears poked through her messy hair. Clinging to her body was her damaged school uniform, cut and torn in several places. Rarity rallied behind Fluttershy and Princess Twilight.
Well, in a nutshell, Sunset turned the human you into a vampire. Great,
Twilight said, her voice hitting its higher pitches.
Any other vampires I should know about? If there are, you'll find out when we do.
The vampire Twilight stopped grinning and appraised them with narrowed eyes.
You girls don't know when to give up, do you?
Rarity raised her hands in a calming manner.
Twilight, dear, the princess is here to help you and Sunset. Speaking of which, where is she? Who says we want help?
The vampire ran her tongue across her teeth.
Sunset and I were about to share a very intimate moment together, until you came along.
Rainbow gagged.
Enough of the horny vampire act. Just tell us where Sunset is and come quietly so we can fix you. Didn't you hear me? I don't want your help.
Twilight dangled her legs off the branch. She raised her arms over her head and stuck her chest out.
I'm quite happy with this power. I've got the missing piece of me back, and I'm not letting it go this time.
Applejack grit her teeth. Great. It's Midnight Sparkle all over again. Princess Twilight got back to her feet, massaging the spot she had been kicked. Sunset had told her of the entire incident during the Friendship Games. Twilight found it hard to believe there had been, however briefly, an evil version of herself destroying the world. Yet, in front of her was some vestige of that dark persona, now in the form of a vampire. The other Twilight continued to grin.
Ah, yes, my moniker. It would be handy to differentiate between the two of us, wouldn't it, Your Highness? Very well. You can all call me Midnight again.
Her eyes narrowed.
Now, leave.
Applejack dug her boot into the dirt. Not without you and Sunset. This vampire business has gone on long enough. Midnight stood up, growled, and smiled deviously.
If you want us, you'll have to come get us.
She jumped back, disappearing into the dark eaves of the trees. A high-pitched giggle echoed after her, settling over the others like the leaves left behind.
So we all know we're walking into a trap, right?
Twilight asked. Fluttershy quivered.
Inside the forest, she'll have all kinds of ways of sneaking up on us and getting us from behind. Not to mention, we still don't know where Sunset is,
Rarity added. Pinky sagged her shoulders.
So what do we do now? Go in after her,
Rainbow said. She finished dragging Lyra and Bon Bon to the van and pushed them in.
We really don't have a choice. I'm not doing this any other night.
She pulled several flashlights up from the back seat and started tossing them out. Twilight caught one and looked to the dark, winding road. Rainbow was right. What choice did they have?
Okay, we'll stick together in tight formation. Someone keep a lookout behind us.
Applejack picked up a thick branch. I'll do it. She caught the looks of apprehension her friends were giving her.
What? We need to defend ourselves somehow. Besides, most it'll do is stun her.
Twilight shuddered at the mental image of being hit over the head with a large stick. Even if that image was technically of her other self, she could still empathize the pain.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. It will,
Rainbow said flatly. Twilight sighed.
You never had to get violent when Fluttershy was a vampire.
She flicked her flashlight on and let Rainbow take point, following her friends into the unyielding dark. Sunset's eyelids were heavy. In fact, her whole body felt sluggish, like someone had filled her with lead. She rolled her head to the side, unable to do more than that. She licked her lips, finding them dry like the rest of her throat. Forcing her eyes open, Sunset found a bleary and distorted chapel in front of her. She blinked until it returned to focus, though her senses remained duller than normal. Head clearing of Neverland fog, Sunset realized she was standing upright with her back to a pillar near the altar. Her hands were tied behind her, locked in the chains that coiled her middle. Looking down, Sunset found her shirt had been torn down the middle, revealing her black bra. Her belt buckle was still undone.
Twilight, she growled.
She didn't feel violated, and was sure she would know if Twilight had done anything to her. A knot undid itself in Sunset's chest. Perhaps Twilight's vampire half wasn't in complete control yet. Sunset rattled the chains, testing their hold as well as her strength. The chains held tight, while exhaustion creeped up Sunset's arm. She needed blood, and a lot of it.
Great, so we're doing this again.
Sunset worked her arms, trying to slide them through the chains. Twilight had proven she was excellent at knot tying.
When I get out of here, someone is getting their neck drained. I don't care who it is.
Sunset took a breath in her bid for freedom and looked about the chapel. There was no sign of Twilight or anyone else. Sunset's ears twitched. She could pick up some ruckus happening in the forest.
Gonna take a stab in the dark here. The girls came back to save us, only for Twilight to cut them off, and they're all running through the forest.
Sunset sighed, her irritability levels rising even higher.
They're dead.
She resumed pulling on the chains, the rattling loud enough to wake the dead.
Guess I should save them again before Twilight drinks them all dry.
Sunset paused again, replaying the look Twilight had given her after Sunset had pulled her off Lyra.
Twilight,
she whispered. Even if she did manage to break free, how would she stop the newest blood-crazed vampire? Sunset knew she couldn't take Twilight in a fight in her current condition. Could Sunset even raise a hand against her? Why did Twilight make her pause in all of her actions? Sunset could fly around, biting people left and right and enjoy the rush of power. But the moment Twilight came into the picture, she questioned everything. Sunset bit her lip, drawing a bead of blood. Being her own, it didn't taste extraordinary, but it was still nice to have the metallic tang on her tongue. Though it did nothing for her strength, Sunset resolved to pull harder, her wrists starting to chafe against the metal. Twilight had already been a monster, just like her. If their experience was anything alike, there was a war waging somewhere in Twilight's heart. Sunset just needed to talk her down.
Or knock her unconscious, whichever comes first.
Princess Twilight creeped forward, wincing as she stepped on a fallen branch. The cracking limb made everyone jump, with Fluttershy releasing a small, "Yeep!" Rainbow glared back at Twilight, who could only smile sheepishly in return. The group tightened its defensive circle and continued along the forest road, their lights flashing in all directions. The brush continuously rustled around them, and Midnight's giggle occasionally drifted out from the shadows. But so far, she hadn't revealed herself. The suspense began to mount on all of them. The hairs on the back of Twilight's neck were constantly on end. That had never been a good sign when she was a pony, so she was sure it didn't mean anything positive now. A line of sweat coated her forehead, despite the chilly temperature. Next to her, Pinky's teeth violently chattered, and Fluttershy made squeaking noises every few seconds. They were all pressed tight together, eyes pointed in all directions. Still, Twilight didn't feel safe. None of them were safe. Midnight was watching them, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. In the meantime, she toyed with them, letting their anxiety build and build. Twilight had to admit it was a devious strategy. But if everyone stuck together, it was 6 against 1. All they needed to do was get to the steeple and stay in the open. Rainbow came to an abrupt stop, throwing off their movement rhythm. Twilight bumped into Fluttershy, and Applejack kept backing up until she ran into Rainbow. Both of them jumped, and Applejack swung around, looking over Rainbow's shoulder. "Why'd we stop?" In front of them, leaves, twigs, and bramble were conspicuously clustered together to cover an obvious pitfall. Rainbow put her hands on her hips.
"This is the oldest trick in the book. She doesn't seriously think we're this dumb, does she?"
Twilight leaned to the side to get a better look. Even in the dark, one could see the space beneath the covering. She opened her mouth to comment, but a hand blocked her, gripping her cheeks tight while another wrapped around her middle and dragged her off to the side. Before Twilight was fully aware what was happening, her arms were wrapped behind her back and her flashlight was on the ground.
"I can't wait to see what you taste like, princess,"
a voice whispered in her ear. Twilight silently screamed as two fangs broke the skin on her neck and sank into her vein. Her blood was sent off course, directed into Midnight Sparkle's mouth instead of the rest of her circulation system.
"The trap was the bait for the trap."
Twilight's thoughts began to slow, even as she continued to kick and struggle in defiance.
"Get off her!"
Rainbow flew through the bushes and body-checked Midnight into the nearest tree, ripping her fangs out of Twilight's neck. The world lurched to one side and came in and out of focus for Twilight. She felt Rainbow take her by the arm and yank her forward. Twilight stumbled over her feet several times before her head began to clear. The longer branches snagged at her clothes, tearing open holes and nicking her skin. They burst through the foliage and onto the main road, nearly crashing into Applejack and the others.
"Run for it!"
Pinky screamed, tearing off down the road.
"Wait, that's what she wants,"
Twilight panted. Her head swam and she was only passively aware of what was happening around her. She knew Rainbow was still pulling her forward and she could hear Midnight laughing somewhere in the darkness. Twilight's sense slowly returned and she saw their defensive circle was broken. The girls were now just racing to make sure they weren't left behind. Slowly but surely, Twilight's blood recirculated, and she pulled her arm free, deciding she could carry her own weight. Her head was still woozy, but she wouldn't let Rainbow fall behind as well. In one motion, Midnight jumped from the trees, snatched up Fluttershy, and jumped to the other side of the road. Twilight barely had enough time to turn her head to follow the spectacle.
"Fluttershy!"
Rainbow yelled. She ground her heels to a halt, kicking up dirt before she twisted and dashed after them. Applejack cursed and ran after Rainbow, brandishing her stick as she charged.
"Wait!"
Twilight yelled.
"We shouldn't..."
She looked down the road where Pinky and Rarity were already hazy specks against the backdrop of darkness. Impressive, seeing as Rarity wore her heeled boots.
"Oh no! Oh no!"
Twilight danced in place, either go into the trees and help her friends, or stick to the road where she knew she wouldn't get lost. As desperately as she wanted to chase after Rainbow and Applejack, Twilight knew that was a foolhardy idea. But they were dealing with a vampire. And then, what would Twilight do without her magic? She stomped the ground and cried in frustration, then ran after Pinky and Rarity.
"I'll catch up, then we'll double back to help. There's power in numbers."
The road turned and sloped up before the trees gave way to a large clearing, where the steeple sat at the top of the hill. Near the entrance, Pinky and Rarity were doubled over, gasping for breath. Rarity looked up as Twilight drew near, and her face went rigid.
"Oh no! Don't tell me we left the others behind!"
Twilight leaned against the door frame and took a few deep breaths.
Midnight got Fluttershy and ran off, and Applejack and Rainbow chased after her."
Pinky's eyes bulged.
"We have to go back for them!" "My thoughts exactly,"
Twilight said, standing up straight.
"But we need a plan first. The human me is clearly just as intelligent, so... do you hear that?"
They all silenced their breathing and heard the sounds of chains rattling from inside the steeple.
"Oi!"
a familiar voice shouted.
"Get your scrawny butts in here!"
Rarity gasped and led them into the foyer. It was dim, the only illumination coming from the moon shining through the open door and the candles flickering in the chapel. Twilight overtook Rarity and made her way down the aisles, to where Sunset was chained to the front pillar, a scowl on her face.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Sunset tapped her foot as Princess Twilight and the others approached. She didn't double-take when Twilight first came through the doors. She knew the differences between her and human Twilight to not bat an eye at the sight of them. And, quite frankly, she was too agitated to care which was which at the moment, as long as one of them untied her. Twilight stared, a mixture of confusion and shock on her face. Her eyes lingered on Sunset's open shirt for a moment, then quickly found her eyes.
Are you okay? And why are you chained up like that?
Because human you is quite kinky when she's corrupted, Sunset said, unable to hide her grin.
It quickly fell when she shook the chains again.
Now untie me. It's not as sexy as they make it out to be.
Twilight's cheeks burned and she moved to undo the chains, but Rarity held an arm out.
And what are you going to do if we free you?
There was a hint of accusation in her voice. Sunset knitted her brow.
Excuse me, last time I checked, I saved your asses. I think some gratitude is in order.
You turned Twilight into a vampire! It was an accident!
Rarity crossed her arms.
Well, accident or not, she's out there hunting down the rest of our friends! So if we let you go, whose side are you on?
Yours!
Sunset sighed and bowed her head.
Twilight isn't supposed to be a vampire. When she snaps out of it...
Sunset shook her head.
I have to stop her before she does something she'll regret.
And afterwards?
Sunset made a guilty, lopsided smile.
Well, afterwards, I was probably going to drink you all myself.
Sunset!
Twilight jumped back.
What? I like the rush of power. Sue me.
Her smile fell.
But if you let me go, I'll do whatever you say. Just hurry up before the others end up as prunes.
Pinky shifted her weight from one foot to the next.
We are on a tight schedule.
The others nodded in agreement, and Pinky got to work untying Sunset. She sprang forward as soon as her arms were free, startling Rarity and Twilight back. Sunset rubbed her sore wrists and rolled her shoulders.
Ah, that feels good.
A dull roar rose up from the hall cavern that was Sunset's stomach, and she smacked her parched lips together.
Yeah, so there's one more caveat I forgot to mention if you want me to help.
Rarity's eyes widened.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Twilight sucked a lot of my blood and I'm starving again, so...
Pinky raised her arm.
I volunteer!
Oh, hell to the no.
Sunset pointed to Rarity and Twilight.
It has to be one of you two.
Twilight stepped in front of Rarity.
Can't you do this without drinking anybody's blood?
Nope.
Sunset ran her tongue over her fangs.
One of the few drawbacks of being a vampire. No blood, no strength.
But...
Sunset grabbed Twilight by the front of her shirt and lifted her into the air.
We do not have time to argue this. Our friends' lives are in danger. Either I drink Rarity or I drink you. And since you need to be conscious to change the other vampires back to normal, guess who it's gonna be?
She brought Twilight closer.
You do have a way to fix this, don't you?
Twilight trembled in her grasp.
Yes, I think I do.
Good answer. So, are we going to keep arguing this, or are we...
Hi, Sunset.
Hey, Twi. Or are we...
Sunset looked beyond the Twilight sparkle she was holding to the one standing in the doorway, an unconscious Applejack and Fluttershy at her feet. Midnight smiled and licked the remaining blood off her mouth. No one moved or made a sound for a full minute. Finally, Pinky said,
We're all gonna die, aren't we?
Pinky? Don't help,
Sunset said, lowering Twilight to the ground. Midnight stepped over the two unconscious girls and strutted forward.
I leave for half an hour, and I find you cheating on me with... me!
She stuck her lower lip out.
Mistress, I'm hurt.
Twilight edged back as Midnight drew closer.
Cheating? Didn't Sunset tell you? She's completely twisexual. I guess she meant both Twilights.
Twilight's cheeks turned red.
Well, that's one mystery solved.
Midnight waved her hand to the side.
Good. Now, if you could all move aside, please. My mistress and I have some urgent business we need to attend to.
Sunset crossed her arms. If it's so urgent, why didn't you do it out of the forest? You had plenty of time and no interruptions.
Well, I wanted the right atmosphere is all. This is more romantic than a spot of dirt.
There was a flutter in Sunset's chest. Face it, Twilight. Deep down, you couldn't go through with it because you knew it was wrong. You still want to be in control. You fought the urge because you care too much about our relationship.
Sunset added in a smaller voice.
You fought because I trusted you.
Midnight hissed.
Don't presume to know why I did what I did. I do what I want because I can. Because I have the power. That gaping hole is finally gone. I feel invincible, and I'm not going to let you or anyone else—
Yeah!
Rainbow leaped from behind and brought the branch down on Midnight's head. It snapped in half with an ear-splitting crack and left Midnight hunched over. She stood in place, tilting forward, eyes wide in astonishment. Midnight whirled around and grabbed Rainbow by her neck. A red stream made its way down the back of Midnight's head.
So, Rainbow, on a scale of 1 to 10, how smart do you think that plan was?
Rainbow gurgled out a few choice swears.
So, is that a 1?
Pinky ran to help free Rainbow, though Sunset doubted she could do much. Rarity tried to run forward as well, but Sunset grabbed her arm and pulled her back. She advocated asking for permission and just sank her teeth into Rarity's neck, covering her mouth so she wouldn't scream. Twilight's eyes dilated and her mouth gaped in horror, but she didn't make a sound. After the initial shock, a resolve flickered in her eyes and she clenched her fist. She turned and tackled Midnight from behind, helping Pinky bring her to the floor. Sunset took one last long drink from Rarity, then gently lowered her to the ground. Her body trembled at the new surge of strength, and she punched the air in excitement.
Twilight!
Both Twilights stopped their grappling and looked up at her.
The vampire won.
Midnight kneed Twilight in the stomach, then threw Pinky into a staggering Rainbow.
Yes, mistress?
She asked, standing upright.
Playtime's over. I know you think you need this power, but it's just messing with your head.
Hello, Pot. I'm Kettle.
Sunset ran a hand through her hair.
Fair enough. I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy being a vampire. But you're human. You never had this level of power to begin with. You don't need it either. You're fine just the way you are, Sparky.
Midnight's eyes softened.
Do you really mean that, Sunset?
Of course I do.
Rainbow groaned in the corner.
Gag me.
Sunset ignored her.
Come on, let's put this whole thing behind us and go back to being semi-normal high school girls.
Midnight stepped closer, a tear rolling down her cheek. She lifted a hand out to Sunset. Sunset reached for it, a warm smile on her face. A fist impacted her stomach, and she flew backwards, crashing into what was left of the stained glass window and landing into the courtyard behind the church. She got to her hands and knees, shaking the glass off her as Midnight perched on the windowsill.
Did you really think I was going to fall for that a second time?
She threw her head back and laughed. Sunset got to her feet.
Can't blame a friend for trying.
Midnight jumped down and sauntered toward her.
You're right, though. Let's put this behind us and just make passionate love.
She gestured back to the chapel.
There's a whole meal in there waiting for us. We can shrink to our heart's content and spend the rest of the night making each other scream in pleasure.
Sunset's primal instinct wanted to scream yes, but she shoved it down.
I'm not entertaining that idea anymore, Twilight. You're getting treated.
Sunset put her fists up.
Even if I have to knock you out first.
Please,
Midnight said, rolling her eyes.
He wouldn't lift a hand to—
Sunset flew at her, grabbing her by the wrist and swinging her around into one of the crumbling stone pillars that held up nothing. It cracked under force, and dust rained down on Midnight's body. She pushed herself up in time for Sunset to fly at her and smash her deeper into the pillar. This time, it collapsed into a pile of rubble and old vines. When the dust cleared, Midnight laid in debris, her bun undone and new tears in her clothes. Her eyes flickered open and a growl rose in her throat. She shot to her feet and jumped at Sunset, bringing her fist back. Sunset grabbed it as it came forward and twisted around Midnight's back before kicking her back into the pile of stones. This time, When she rose, Midnight took one of the larger stones and flung it at Sunset.
Whoa!
Sunset ducked, but Midnight's shoe met her chin and sent her straight into the air. Sunset caught herself and brought her leg down over Midnight's head. But Midnight caught it and threw Sunset across the yard into a dried-up fountain pond. Sunset hit the dirt, bounced up, and was punched again by Midnight as she ran past. Sunset rolled into the grass, coming to a stop at the fence. Footsteps rushed toward her, and Sunset rolled to the side, nearly avoiding Midnight's kick.
"Sparky," Sunset said, getting to her feet. "Remember what I told you? Remember what you told me? You're not a monster. You can fight this."
"Maybe."
Midnight wiped a smear of blood off the side of her face.
"But I don't want to. Is that what I sound like?"
Midnight rushed at her, but Sunset was ready. She flew into the air, then dived at Midnight from behind, pinning her with a full Nelson. Sunset floated back into the air, hovering above the courtyard. Their skin glowed in the light of the moon. Midnight continued to struggle, but Sunset's grip was iron tight.
"Twilight? Let me go! Let me go! I need this power!"
"No, you don't, Twilight," Sunset said gently. "No one does. I underestimated the amount of magic you took in at the games. I know you feel empty without it. I know sometimes you feel alone, but that's why you have friends. We're here to fill the void."
Sunset's eyes clouded over.
"I wish I could have remembered that myself a few nights ago. I know the urge is strong, Twilight, but I know you're stronger. Come on. Prove you're stronger than the instincts of a stupid bat."
Midnight stopped struggling and went limp in Sunset's hold. Silence filled the night. Then,
"Please, Sunset, take it away."
Sunset smiled.
"That's my girl."
She bit into Twilight's neck, sucking just enough blood so she fell unconscious. Sunset repositioned Twilight in her arms, holding her like a new bride. She sighed.
"You still don't know how badly I want you, Twilight. But maybe another time."